Presented by Chafe and Lujan Injury Law Firm, doing good by doing right. Jim Colony is reimagined. He's also reimagined his 4th of July party. He's invited Arthur Motes, John Wehner, Chris Mueller, Ron Cook, Craig Riley.
How about you?
Yep. Yeah. Anybody on the bubble, Jim, that you want to run by us and we'll tell you whether or not we want to see him at your party?
Yeah, it's like Joe Lenardi breaking down anyone's name and saying, you know, they're not a guarantee.
Last four in, next four out sort
right.
of deal.
They had a really tough end of the season stretch. His non-conference party schedule was weak.
Now, the invites are all out.
Okay.
Pretty much, I think. There might be one more I might send out.
Have you ever rescinded an invite to the Colony party because of something somebody said or did to
holy
you?
Holy schmoly.
No.
Good gravy.
No. I mean, once you invite somebody, they're invited. It could be, and I've probably told this story before, but we have a big enough, our yard is, it's a nice yard, but it's not what you made it out to be. I heard you earlier.
Push mower or nice. You got a John
Deere? Congratulations on all your success, Jim.
You got a ride
it's
on?
It's big enough. No, but it's big enough that we can spread out.
Mm-hmm.
And so that if there's somebody who's invited that you don't want to deal with, then it's pretty easy to, you know, go someplace else and talk to some other people if there's somebody you don't want to encounter. Let's put it that way. But at our wedding, okay, which was a little over 40 years ago, as you may have heard, on June 6, 1981, like, it's a really hot day in New Hampshire. There's no air conditioning because typically you didn't need it or don't need it. And the wedding lady, the person, you know, who is in charge at the reception hall, comes up to us. And we're in this receiving line, and it's just taking forever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really hot. And because now they do it the right way. It's like, you first of all, do away with the receiving line altogether. That's like outmoded. But back in 1981, everybody
did. Throw rice at you?
No. No. Okay. I don't think. I can't remember. But anyway, the lady comes over and points to, she goes, we have a problem. And I'm like, wait a minute. Okay, we've been married for like, you know, 45 minutes and we have a problem. And she goes, that lady over there, and points to my grandmother. And that lady over there, she points to my aunt, who is my grandmother's sister, refused to sit at the same table. And I'm looking at them going like, basically, it's like, I mean, I love them, but I mean, you bitches. I mean, your grandson, your nephew is getting married, just got married, and you're acting like little kids. And luckily, there were friends of Linda's parents that didn't show up or something, and we're looking over the seating chart and all this other. And so we finally put my Aunt B, and yes, it was Aunt B, really, at this table with other people. And they all thought she was, like, completely charming.
And to make a long story short...
because she was away from your grandmother.
And to make a long story short, they patched things up and lived happily ever after together?
I don't know. That was, like, off and on. It was like the people that Ron Cook doesn't talk to over a period of time.
Yes.
Like, you don't know why he's not talking to somebody, although right now there is an instance where I know exactly why he's not talking to somebody.
Not what I heard. I heard that there's actually some traction on that there has been some dialogue and some conversation.
Oh, really?
Yep.
I would imagine it's been pretty one-sided.
But in other words, you can't figure out why it's on again, why it's off again. It was just an ongoing thing. But anyway, I can't remember how we got here exactly, but, well, here we are.
Steelers minicamp. Did Roethlisberger and Juju practice today?
Well, I'm not allowed to say that. However, I am allowed to say.
How about if you saw pictures?
You know what? I didn't look at the pictures. But I will say that James Pierre intercepted two passes.
That's another Jim Colony practice report violation.
No, it's not, because it's out there all over the place, because we talked to James Pierre and he answered questions specifically about his interceptions.
Who
which
threw
happened
the football?
To be thrown, by the way.
Who threw the footballs?
Ben. And they weren't.
That's another Jim Colony practice report violation.
No, it's not. It's out there. I'm sure that there are Josh Roundtree, I think. He's really good. And he may already have a story posted on our 93.7 The Fan website about that. But it was, you know, I was more, you know, instead of like throwing the blame at Ben, which Chris, I'm sure you can't wait to do.
Well, James Spears is going to intercept that too.
Right. No, he was, you know, to me that, you know, that's one of those, you know, that's the funny thing about these sessions. And the, you know, the one thing you can look at, and I have a story out there about this, the one thing you can evaluate in these, you know, in these mini camp OTAs, the drills that they do, the one thing you can actually evaluate is, can cornerbacks cover? And you can get a look at that.
Mm-hmm.
And James Pierre, this is an important development to me. And I'm, you know, I don't think this is like Ben stinks or any of that kind of stuff. But I think if you're a Steeler fan, you look at it on the positive side of this, because it's always a 50-50 either way, right? Because you go out to training camp and everybody seems to root for the offense. And so when the receiver, you know, Juju catches a touchdown pass, you know, it's great. Whoops, but it came at the expense of Justin Lane. And so then you realize that, you know, that Justin Lane needs to be better, you know, that kind of stuff. But, you know, he's been making some plays, and he's going to have to. If the Steelers are going to have any chance of being any good defensively, the cornerback is a key position beyond. And even Cam Sutton, when you think about it, isn't proven all that much. And some people would argue that Joe Haden wasn't all that great last year either. So, you know, they need James Pierre or Justin Lane to show something. And to me, you know, and Pierre did say, and we talked to him today after, that I can't remember the play yesterday, but he was talking about how he got beaten on a play yesterday. He's pretty upset about it. And then he was really happy to redeem himself and to pick off Ben. You know, that means more than, and no offense to these other guys, but if he intercepts a Josh Dobbs floater or Mason Rudolph floater, then, you know, you go like, well, big deal. But you pick off Ben when he's trying to throw to Chase Claypool.
Yep.
Well, you know, that means something. And I don't know if this is a violation. Get that thing ready. But his second interception came there during a 2-minute drill on a fake spike where it looked like, you know, Ben's calling for the spike and he makes the motion and everything else. He didn't spike it. He faked it. And yet Pierre was there in coverage. He didn't get fooled, didn't get beat. And, you know, to me, that's a positive. So I don't believe I violated anything there. And if I did, then, well, too bad.
Jim Colley answers to no one.
that's a perfect one for that.
Whoa, I haven't heard that one yet.
it was well played right there by Craig.
No, I do answer to someone. She's not here right now. Anyway, in case she's listening.
What else are you allowed to tell us that stuck out to you, Jim? Like, is there anything else that jumped off the screen, so to speak?
And again, this is something that, and this could mean absolutely nothing, but it's along that same vein, is that, and I don't know that he's going to be the guy that replaces Mike Hilton, but a player who's been getting a long look in the slot, and he actually, as Mike Tomlin pointed out today, did last year in one of the games when Hilton was out, it's Antoine Brooks.
I knew you were going to say that because Arthur brought it up yesterday and Hayden brought it up today too.
Yes, Terrell Austin. I mean, how could I forget? But there was a lot of DB talk today with Hayden, with Terrell Austin, and then after what James Pierre did, there was a lot of discussion of that with Mike Tomlin and then with Pierre himself. So, like I said, that's those two guys, and then Justin Lane. I mean, Justin Lane has made a few plays too, but it's important that at least two of those three guys do something. But Brooks is going to be given a chance in the slot because Pierre was asked about. This is another sideways way of getting around stuff. Is that asking about like how the differences between playing in the slot and playing outside, and he's never lined up in the slot. Okay, and we know that, and the way the question was asked is that his answer was that he hasn't worked in the slot at all. So he's strictly an outside guy to the point that, and again, am I violating? I don't think so, because we saw this in a game last year where Justin Pierre had to play in the regular defense toward the end of the season, and Hilton was out, and Cam Sutton went to the slot when they went to three defensive backs. So we've seen that, and that's what we will continue to see. And this is experimental time in a lot of ways. and these guys have to work on stuff. But from my standpoint, the one thing you can look at, and the Steelers have good wide receivers that
when they catch
and
the ball.
Yeah, I know. And I saw Deontay Johnson. I didn't see him drop one today, if that makes you feel any better. Is that a violation? I don't know. But
practice report dare violation.
Dare I say you deliberately courted the sound effect there, Jim.
He did.
I think you were leading us into it.
How about DeCastro, Jim? What's going on with your buddy? Why isn't he dressing or doing anything?
I'm not sure. I don't know. Mike Tomlin said anybody who was not there, whether it was the person you mentioned or maybe the first string tight end from last season, that they were excused. So that was his answer to that question.
And, how much you know, does we'll, this we'll, like? Don't you think, Jim? If there's something going on with DeCastro that's more not nefarious but negative, that to me submarines before things even get started, or it casts a dark cloud over that whole offensive line reshuffle because a huge part of that working out for them is him being vintage David DeCastro this year.
Yes, or at least better than he was last year, which, and no offense, Dave, but that wouldn't take a whole lot as long as he's healthy. And that's the thing, is that if he's not even out there, they're going through. And Ben, obviously, because we talked about the interceptions, that Ben practiced today. He made it through a full practice today, which is different than yesterday. Mm-hmm. That's probably a violation, too.
That's another Jim Colony practice report violation.
But that's a good sign that Ben was out there today.
Man, Steelers PR have to be pulling their hair out with Jim reimagined.
No, they're fine. They're fine. I would have done this before I was reimagined.
Jim Colony has a problem with authority.
How many more of those things do you have?
We got a whole treasure trove of them, Jim.
Yeah, we've been hard at work making these.
Jim, here's the situation we're in.
Okay.
Craig and I bet the Euro soccer thing today and lost.
All right.
Who'd
you bet on?
We bet for a tie. And
it's like kissing
your
sister.
That's actually not a bad play.
And Chris was like, screw you guys. I don't want to join in on the fun. I'm going to bet Italy to win.
This is because yesterday I did join in on their little tie fun.
When
I wanted to bet France, who won the game.
So Mueller went rogue today, and he won and we lost. So I was thinking, maybe we'll get some good karma if we all load up on a bet together. So we looked at the U.S. Open, and we used BetQL. And BetQL gave us a list of five golfers, really, that have the best chances to win, or the best bets, in their opinion, best value bets, so to speak,
for this tournament. I'm interested to hear this.
Hovland, Finau, Matsuyama, Daniel Berger, Scottie Scheffler. We're going to let you, as a senior member of this radio station and as a reimagined person, lead us in the right direction and join the bet. You steer us one way.
You were going to call him a senior golfer.
You lead us.
Well, I'm that too.
Jim, you lead us to water and we will drink it here and make the bet with you. Now, maybe not on the Parks Casino app where you can bet 600 different things a number of different ways,
but
we'll all use our respective apps. Just give us the golfer and we will all join in on it together.
One of the things that I recommend on the Parks app, since you mentioned it, is instead of betting on a winner, look at the odds on somebody finishing in the top 10 or the top 20. And you can find guys like Dustin Johnson, for example, that are basically just under 2-1. I think it's plus 175. But you can get roughly 2-1 odds on guys like him, on Finau, on Spieth, to finish in the top 10.
Yeah, but we want a winner here. We want a winner from that group.
Run through the list again real quick.
Hovland, Finau, Matsuyama, Berger, Scheffler.
Hovland. If I had to pick one of those guys, I'm tempted to say Matsuyama, but he just won a major.
What has Hovland won? Why is everyone obsessed with
Victor
Hovland?
Papiani loves him. Colony loves him. So now I love him. We got to do it.
Because he's close. Finau is close. I believe John Rahm is the favorite if he doesn't catch COVID again. although I think that was more of a contact thing. I love Rahm. I wish he was an American.
Hovland's Norwegian.
Well, I know that, but Rahm gets mad. I like guys that they don't go completely over the edge, but you can tell that they're ticked off.
John Rahm's got a very perpetually short fuse.
Chris, will you tail Jim and go with Hovland?
No!
What are you doing to me here?
I don't want to bet Victor Hovland.
Why?
Then what?
He's always the best man. He's never the groom.
You just said a little while ago about Finau that if you knock on the door a number of times, you eventually get in, a la the Capitals, and that doesn't apply to Hovland?
No, he hasn't knocked on the door enough times. He's like the 2013 Capitals.
Well, then pick somebody from that group, Chris.
Matsuyama, ball striker, extraordinaire.
You know, one thing I was thinking about with Torrey Pines, and I know that's like Mickelson's place.
Yeah, but he hates it now because they redesigned it.
Yeah. For some reason, I was thinking about looking this up because on the morning show tomorrow, we're going to do our little draft. We're going to all pick five golfers. And I know people don't like him, but Bubba Watson, I'm thinking like left-handed guys seem to do well at Torrey Pines. I could be completely making this up.
Why don't you go with that Higo guy then who just won?
Higo?
Yeah, he's kind of like a tub of lard that just won on tour. Yeah.
No, yeah. that's Harry Higgs. This guy's Garrett Higo, I think. He's from South Africa.
He wasn't on the list. He just got in.
He's not on the list of five here, Chris. I'm going off the list of five.
Yeah,
I love BetQL, but this is a hard thing for BetQL to nail down. Yes. You're asking him to pick a needle out of a haystack.
That's the whole point. Yes. We get great odds. If we win, it might buy us a lot of things.
You and Craig are seduced by the great odds. That's the problem.
What are the odds on Hovland?
Like 38 like
20 to 1? I'm sorry?
Like 38 to 1.
Oh, okay. But see, if that was like, if he was a horse, see, that's where I'm getting into the top five, top 10 stuff. Because if you've got a 38 to 1 long shot and you've got a Winblaze show option, and you can bet. See, that's why I'm thinking with the golfers. Alert, it's easier to bet on the show. And I know the odds aren't great.
Horse alert. Major horse alert.
Oh, jeez. He's back tomorrow from vacation.
I know he is.
Well, he's been at the golf course or the range the whole time, Jim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Jim Colony reimagined, and hopefully Linda's out picking up dinner for him.
Find Jimbo's balls, by the way, July 10th at Moon Golf Club.
Nice pop for them.
Be there.
Thanks, Jim.
Well, they pay.
Yeah, they do. Good point. Bye now.
Bye.